the Trump administration.
Blog Talk Radio.
The names of the Trump administration.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. This is TAZP with your host, TAZ. I see we got area code 404-404. Say who you are.
Yeah, this
area
is...
Area code 404.
Yeah, this is 404.
What's
can
up,
you hear
Roy?
Me now? Hey, what up, dude?
I can hear you.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Wait a minute. Roy, meet Donna, a.k.a. DJ, a.k.a. D. Lovely from the lovely state of Florida, my ex-co-host years ago.
850 all day, baby.
Uh-oh.
You hear Roy?
Yeah, I hear. I'm like,
that's me.
Hello.
I'm here. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Hey, what's up with you now?
It's all good on this end.
It's great.
Now,
great.
We only got 30 minutes, so we can't tarry long. I want to get in. This show is going to be about politics, exactly how people are feeling, especially since me and Roy have these conversations daily about what Trump and the foolishness that's going on in the United States. But, D. Lovely, I want you to give your opinion on how you're feeling, which I can probably almost guess, but how you're feeling about the state of the union, basically. Go on, D. Lovely.
Oh, okay, so the only thing I can tell you is I'm sad right now, and I'm sad because we don't have anyone that's leading our country. We are literally following something with its head cut off, and where it is right now, he can't see light.
Roy?
That's how I feel about it.
Okay. I'm like this on the matter. I just, you know, to form a more perfect union, I don't know if we have that union anymore. I think the union was probably when Lincoln was around. The union was probably when Jimmy Hoffa was around. But I don't think we form a union anymore like the union of past. But what we got going on in America right now, I think what we're really trying to somebody, this new book, I know you haven't gotten into it yet, G, but this new book, Wolf, to me, is Paul Revere. He is riding through telling everybody, one by light and two by sea. Yes, and we are being invaded by some entity greater than what we even feel that we think we know. Billionaire, I don't know what they're reshaping, but I know it's going to affect our kids and our grandkids for years to come. And, you know, the margin for error, we don't have any room anymore for all that anymore. It's on face is what it is. When they started this real-time TV, you know, this in our face, this is what's happening. And then we got The Apprentice. And then we got everybody saying, you know, the knuckleheads getting rid of some of our knuckleheads because that's what they brought on. And then we liked them. And then from there, some type of third power moved in. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy's from every area that you don't want him even be involved in. You know, he's like the Medusa with wings and flying around there, and you can cut her head off, right? And another one will pop up. That's how much lying this bastard's got going on with him. And then, and for the RNC to support such a man of this disdain, this distaste, when we got our Paul Revere. Paul Revere came in this book. Paul Revere is in this book. He is telling us that we are getting invaded and we have a headless horseman. Sister, didn't you just say something about some headless?
Absolutely.
And they're not just come back about the headless horseman. This is what this conversation is all about. Re-circling the wagon. You know, we got to cover our asses. I'm sorry. Americans going to have to come on out and say something about this. This is very much, you know, they're playing a republic, but we're a democracy. We mean more than just us. We want to always leave this society in a better position than we found it. We can't do it with him. He's taking that 83% of that wealth and that other 17% he could care less about. But the poor side is the same side that came to the rich side when they were fighting us on the Civil War. The poor whites and the poor trashy whites, they didn't get along. But they did find common ground when you put a black man in the center of the whole revolution. And I sat there today and I listened to a woman, and the last thing she said on MSNBC, she tried to choke me out. Now, I said, choke me out now. With this disgust about, well, look what all the blacks, the housing, look what all the blacks. I'm like, oh, so they think America is built like Don King. We're not built like Don King. We're built to last much further and much further along. And we have a bigger engine than Don King had. So I swear, America, we need to stand up and start to recognize for what it is. The nose on your face is smelling some stench. Okay? That's that old folk, ATL. Okay?
I hear you.
Hope you like it. And if you don't, too damn bad.
That's what it comes down to.
Hey, serious. I can't tap and dance no more. Shit, this is real time. This is unfolding right before my eyes. And look here, I'm still buying the book. But the book is a part of the equation to the dethroning of this animal that we have in power right now.
I have a question.
Let me get this point out. Did you hear what Stephen Miller said today with Jake Tapper? Did you listen to that interview? Jake had to shut him down and actually say he's talking to an audience of one, which was the animal that's in charge that Roy was referring to. And Stephen Miller kept talking about how CNN perpetuates fake news and they're the orchestrators of fake news and all this. And Jake Tapper just had to shut him down and said, my audience ain't here to listen to that. And he shut him off and went to the next subject. And dude was still fussing in the background. I don't know if y'all seen that this morning. I needed to see that.
But that's a great point because he came on there. But you know what? That guy right there, when you look at his eyes, don't he remind you of something like the fly? He looked like the fly. You know, a fly blows, is dead, and then becomes a maggot. He looked like a maggot, man. So, you know, my thing
is
this.
What's your question?
Well, actually, I'm going to change it to a statement now. My concern at this point is we have the head bully in charge who is clearly standing over someone that he is larger than, and is holding people's emotions and their tongues hostage. Because the concern that I have is Steve Bannon came out and ran rampant in this book and told everything, and has now suddenly backtracked and saying, you know, I apologize. I shouldn't have said those mean things about my friend. And that to me tells me that somebody who has whatever it is you hold, whatever pictures you have or tapes you have of those people who have come out against you, who suddenly start, you know, backpedaling, that's a bully. That bully is pulling them all back into his ranks. He can call them names, but you can't say anything about him.
But I'm sorry, Donna, but I think maybe one piece of this is this. He may be backtracking, but he is not denying. Denial is different than backtracking. Backtracking is said that they said that he may be livering up a little bit because they think that maybe he wants to come back in. Look, there's no detachment from the idiot. Okay, you
right.
can't you
right.
if you are on the cover of Times Magazine and they have you as the great what emancipator or some a manipulator.
Yeah. Yeah,
and his boy
Pierre
is like, I'm mad, but it's true. And then this book come out, and then you find out if it wasn't for Roy Moore down in Alabama lost, we wouldn't be able to say nothing, okay? Even though we won in Virginia, we wouldn't be able to say nothing if Roy Moore would have won. You know what I'm saying?
But the other side of what you're saying, it makes perfect sense. The only problem is that small base that follows every word that that person says, that bully has figured out a way that anytime he can get somebody to backtrack, anytime he can get somebody to say, you know, what I said might not have been, then that gives them the ability to say, see, told you, I don't believe anything he says now. Anytime somebody has to back down, It bolsters whatever it is he wants you to believe. He keeps getting a pass. Whatever it is he says, whatever it is he does, anytime somebody pulls back, he gets a win. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Truth has never been the issue here. It's never been about truth. It's always been about power, and power can make people say what you want them to say.
But Donna, can I say something to you?
Absolutely.
I'm going to say something, and I just want you to tell me how you feel. You're a very low-down, disgusting person with a very vicious personality. You are the worst I ever seen. You are just the scum of scum earth. How'd you feel when I told you that?
It didn't bother me.
Yeah, but it does bother other people. When you're thin-skinned, it bothers other people, and he's thin-skinned. So he can't handle the truth, okay? That's why they can't even bring him the daily without making it easy for him to understand. So he can't handle the truth. So when you got a thin-skinned person that can't handle the truth but love to lower the boom on everybody else,
of course,
he has his power base. Eventually we erode because the truth will come out about him. And that's what I'm saying. Paul Revere came in this book. And this book is him. And even though he can say that he doesn't believe it's a lie, the truth in that book is affecting him wholeheartedly. That's why I said to you, all these names I'm telling you, calling you, they would affect the average person because you don't know me. What? You're going to come off of something. You're going to act like you somebody else or something. You know, that gorilla going to come out of you somehow. And that's all I'm saying is that his situation is just that. He wouldn't have never fought back if it wasn't the truth. And even with his people supporting him, the realities of this is that it has pierced a major part of him. Believe me, he ain't eating just two double cheeseburgers or at night. He now eating four, and he's ordering extra fries with a drink now. You understand what I'm saying?
But wait a minute. Listen. I'm going to tell you the reason why Bannon backed down is because that money wasn't going to come in no more from the Mercers.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what it comes down to. It's all financial.
Look, man, the devil does wear props, okay? And that Mercer woman... And I seen her, Kellyanne, going in the elevators one day. I said, if they don't control that, there's going to be some devilish, mischievous things going on. I saw her. She's not a very attractive woman, but she makes herself look attractive. Her money does. But behind that, the wheels are turning. And let's get something straight. And who's to say that Donald Trump hasn't had an affair with other female billionaires? Or those heir to the throne, who's to say he doesn't have some kitty hawk somewhere out there? You know what I'm saying? and she may be his Kitty Hawk. So I'm just saying the Mercers are the ones that are backing him. But guess what? The Koch brothers, they didn't say anything when he passed that tax bill that made them filthy, 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 filthy. He didn't say nothing about that. But could you expound on that? Facebook is what I want to talk about, because this digital imaging, I'm trying to understand this digital imprint that they're talking about Kushner was involved in. I'm trying to understand that. You got somebody, can elaborate that? Donnie, can you go somewhere with that?
Well, I can't. I'm not really sure. I don't really understand how that's, I'm really confused on that, and I don't know where to go with it. I really don't. I've tried to read on it. I just don't understand.
Well, they're saying that you can't erase that kind of imprint, and I'm trying to follow if Kushner was the one that set it up, and then this GPS, you know, which has something to do with the dossier, and now I'm like, what's going on here now? Something
right.
is crooked here. Something
right.
is crooked, and they don't want us to know, but we already know about money laundering. What else
exactly.
is going on? And I say this, Madonna, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen some great James Bond movies. The one thing we have not seen, but they started with it when Donald Trump first won. They said there was a bunch of Russians that was starting to get killed around the world. But then, as I start to think about this, could those be the agents that had left America and were making it back to Russia? And by chance, now this is my point. In every James Bond movie, people get killed. In every My Man Flint, people get killed. We haven't seen Americans or anybody that's connected to this money laundering or connected to these treasonous acts, these espionage acts, these conspiracies, these collusions. We haven't seen murder yet. And I'm wondering when it's coming, because you can't have a good book as good as being written by Donald Trump and not have murder.
Espionage.
Right. Right.
Spying.
You got it. I mean, this is the best you're going to get. This is the best mm-hmm. you're going to get when you live in real time, and this has everything to do with your democracy. Everything to do with your life and death, whether you can go at 65 and retire or whether you got to work to 85 and retire. You know, so this has everything to do with, you know, your total existence on me. They can change the dynamics to the point where you have to change your lifestyle. Come on.
Right.
So I'm just saying that there's all these variables that's floating out there, you know. And this is, you know, I read a good bit of books, and I don't need to read a book. All I need to do is go to the propaganda station, Fox cable, and there it is. I've never seen that since the 1960s and the 70s were, well, not even the 70s, in the 60s, while the white people controlled the television airways, and they brought this kind of rhetoric across the screen, and we looked at it every day. Couldn't do it. This is the same thing at a higher level of technology, and I'm afraid for our democracy if we don't stand up. And we need to stand up. And women, they need to go ahead and just, you know, just stand up and be counted this time around, because if this is what Donald Trump said to Steve Bannon, he said, man, we only got one shot at this. Now, if he's telling Steve Bannon they got one shot at this after he got in, that means he all in for whatever is at the end of the end of the road. So I'm just saying this has been a very interesting 2017, but I've been following this since 2016, and so it's been hilarious. It's got everything you want. Even got the media.
You say everything you want in a novel.
Yeah, but what we were talking about
is everything you want in a movie.
But one thing, Jeter, they don't do hardly in a novel. Let me tell you what they don't do. They don't get into the freedom of the press, that First Amendment. This is better because it gets into the freedom of the press. This is better. In those books I've read, they hardly ever get into the, you know, the people of the press are the ones that always are the lifesavers. They're the Captain Save-A-Ho. But now, they're fake news.
I would never thought E-40 would get mentioned in this, but he said Captain Save-A-Ho.
Hey, but on this radio station, all is good. You know what I'm saying?
Donna, you got anything to say to what Roy talking about?
Roy's speaking truth. I don't have anything to say. I'm just going to listen right now. He got it.
I told you he was long-winded.
That's okay. He said what I needed to hear.
But it's not what what you clearly know for a fact. We overlooking that. That's what my whole conversation is right now, is that you women don't be overlooking the fact it's there. This is not playtime or go out and socialize with your girl and not talk about nothing. You go out there and talk about something, and everywhere you go, you better be talking about something. Because just because you are not in the circle of friends that you think you are, you're talking about something, and everybody's talking about it, and everybody needs to be talking about it. And that's, I go back to Paul Revere again. One by land and two by sea. Getting evaded on. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to take the women this time to actually get us over the hump. With all these movements that's out, and plus the women that march the third day when this joker was in office around the world. I mean, it was women marches all the way around the world in different countries, and that was unbelievable in itself.
I'm so proud of them, Jeter. I'm proud of the women taking a stand, but the thing about it, if they don't take a stand, they're going to be more women hurt, and they're not going to be as rewarded to step out there, and babies taken advantage of, and women having these issues with men, and men can't seem to understand why this is happening with their wives that they married, because she's been having it all backed up all along. She couldn't get it out. She tried to talk to you. He tried to reason with you, but she couldn't get it out. But it took these other Me Too women who had the same identical disadvantages that were violated at the time, and then it brought it out. Can you imagine how many real women are freed up behind Me Too and Oprah's new organization too now? You know, what I'd like for y'all to do is to go see Crispus Attucks died. He was the first person died in the Revolutionary War, or the Boston Tea Party, I believe. And I'm so proud of Crispus Attucks, because Crispus Attucks, look here, I'm going to tell you, it was all about taxation with no representation. Am I correct?
Right. Taxation without representation.
Can we go get some T-shirts and put them on the market? Because this is what we're going through right now with what he just passed in Congress, just passed that bill. We got taxation, but we ain't got no representation, and the electoral vote showed that. There was more people that voted for Hillary than they did for him, but because our elected officials on the electoral side voted his white ass in, excuse my French, that's what happened. So can we get
more or less was by area? That's what happened. The electoral vote is received by area of the country, and with all this gerrymandering, this district changes that the states do. That's why it's important to vote at a state level, a local level, not just in the presidential election, but in every time there's time to vote, and we should be there voting, because they're changing officials, they're changing district people, they're changing district lines, and we need to be involved in all that so it won't be a cheat going on.
Well, part of the reason you can't, when you do vote, but it helps when the vote is so globalized and everybody can see it. That's what happened in Alabama. Had we not been so focused on Alabama and that everybody was watching, there would have, as far as I'm concerned, whatever scandal could have happened where somebody can rig the voting, it would have happened. But because everybody watched, they couldn't do what they normally do. I don't believe that the voting process is not flawed. There's clearly flaws in it. And clearly when somebody is winning who they don't want to win, all of a sudden you start getting a trickle in of votes that start trickling just slow enough that you can, you see it switch into the favor in which they want it to go. I'm telling you, black women came out, showed support. If we realized what kind of power we actually have and went out and did this every single time, we would be represented everywhere.
Now, Donna, right. I want to say this. I want you to be clear on this. They got this old saying about money. All money ain't good money, and all women ain't good women.
Well,
and so we
got
to make sure when we ask for good, when we ask for women to come out, we want good women. Because Fox News got a bunch of women on there that is just as dirty as the laundry they send out every day.
Well, you know, so, anything can be paid for, but you can't. Some things you can't even buy because you don't know how to get to it. You can't. You got to go deep.
I understand that, but what you really want to do though, when you send out that message, you want to make sure the message is clear that you don't want no junk in your trunk coming up in there. Release, relax, and let it go before you come up in here messing with us. I'm saying if you set the parameters, a lot of people who already know that they just in there for entanglement, and like Omarosa, them the ones you don't want. You want the one, you know, like the Rosa Parks. That's who you want. You know, you want the ones that today the light came on and it shines as the beacon of hope for the black women of the world, as well as any woman who can take on the challenges of the world and have the moral and the values and the principle and the ethic and meet all the moral turpitude and serve mankind well. We accept you at the highest level. It's like receiving your doctoral. You know how you felt when you received your doctoral, Donna? You felt like
well,
an angel.
If I had, I would remember that.
Well, I'm going to christen you as a doctor today. You see how you start laughing? It felt good, didn't it? Well, that's what I'm talking about. It feels good when you acquire knowledge and you're able to have the ability to touch someone else and make someone else a lot giftier than they were before. You know,
absolutely.
A lot of women are walking around here today that they don't have that dream and that aspiration, that they don't feel successful. But I guarantee you, if they knew that their vote really did count, they would make a concerted effort every time to find out what's going on with their local government as well as what's going on with their state and their country government. The thing about it is that the perils are we only want a $99 a month Kia, right? And we want to go out every Friday. So our priorities, we got to prioritize things back on point again. But that's everybody. Everybody it deserves recreation. But there is a such thing as overplay. You know what I mean? And we just got to come back to the ground, you know, what's important to us as what's important to the people around us. Because you got to center yourself around good people to have a positive reflection, you know. And it's like Maya Angelou said, she said she ushers all the dirt out of her home as soon as it comes in because she said it's the hardest thing to get rid of. It's ugly, you know. Opposition, you know. Things that make people do not care about society, you know, and I think we're going to have to, I wish more people would be more like Shirley Chisholm, you know, the first black woman who ever ran for the presidency in the 70s. I was so proud of her because I never thought of a black woman or black man running for president. And here this black woman step on the stage and she's running. Hardly ever talk about her. She lived in Florida. I wish more people would read about her. She's iconic to the dreams as of Martin Luther King. His dream transferred right over to her happening. So I just like to say that, you know, I've had a fantastic first time on the radio with you, fantastic, with a fantastic personality.
Yeah, and it's just 30 minutes. Just 30 minutes to get ready in right now.
Donna, it's been a blessing to be with you today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you're on, Roy. We'll get into this book because I'm going to look up some things from the book Fire and Fury, written by Michael Wolff. Am I correct? That's the author's name. And we'll talk about that next week or the next time we do this show, which is only on Sunday and only 30 minutes. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, DJ, for calling back into the show. And we'll talk again next week.
All right.
Okay.